بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الرابع عن ابي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يدخل الجنة اقوام افئدتهم مثل افئدة الطير. رواه مسلم. This is the fourth hadith in this chapter and the 77th hadith from the beginning of the kitab. We are in the chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul, that we should have our full trust, our full yaqeen, complete conviction on all the imaniyat, what we read in kalima, the fourth kalima, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi, all the things that we have to bring iman in. There should be no doubt. A little bit doubt of cancels conviction. We should have complete conviction in that. And tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. Full trust on Allah Ta'ala, much more than we trust ourselves or anyone else. Our full trust must be on Allah Ta'ala. So in this hadith, with regard to that subject matter, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, there will be people who will enter Jannat, whose hearts will be like the hearts of birds. There will be those people who will enter Jannat like that. So the meaning of this hadith is like the hearts of birds. One is that these birds have full trust in Allah Ta'ala. They get up in the morning, as it comes in another hadith, that they get up hungry in the morning. They don't have any deep freeze, any pantry, any bank balances, any shops or anything. But when they go and sleep at night, they sleep with a full stomach. They have full trust on Allah. They have got no asbab which they can depend on. That we've got so much food in the kitchen, in the fridge, in the pantry. They have full trust. The other explanation the ulama give, that وَقِيلَ مَعْنَاهُ مُتَوَكِّلُونَ وَقِيلَ قُلُوبُهُمْ رَقِيقًا. Their hearts are very soft, very soft. Birds are very, very soft-hearted. Of all the creation of all the animals, birds, etc., the birds are the most soft-hearted. And we see that they are very, very conscious also. Even if they are pecking on food, you can see all the time they are watching that some danger mustn't come. They are all the time for anything that can harm them. They are alert of that all the time. So people, one explanation is that these will be those people who will enter Jannah, and that their hearts will be very soft also. Soft also, they take effect very quickly. Bayans are given, anything they see of somebody else, they take an effect from themselves. They take lessons for themselves. All the time they take lessons. And anything they see happening, anyone in difficulty, they find it very hard to bear it. They can't see anyone in difficulty, in hardship. So these are those people who will enter Jannah like that. So it is said that this means that they have full trust in Allah Ta'ala. That is the one aspect, that full trust on Allah Ta'ala. The other view is that it means their hearts are very gentle. Man has been compared to birds because of all animals. Birds have the gentlest of hearts and are therefore very receptive to external impulses. Anything from outside has an effect on them immediately. They are not like hard-hearted, that they see suffering of people and it means nothing to them. And there are those people who are so hard-hearted, not only it doesn't have any effect, the suffering of people, but they actually cause hardship on people. They cause people to suffer. And these are the people that unfortunately we are also following. People who want to kill mankind. People who are seeing to the sufferings of mankind. We follow in their way of life. and we support them in their things in which they are trying to kill people, and they enjoy the suffering of people. So those are people which are the most horrible people, and as explained in one hadith, Jahannam is for such people. People who make mistakes, etc., they will be forgiven. But people whose hearts are like that, which not only that they don't take any effect of suffering of people, but they cause people to suffer, and they enjoy when they see people are in suffering. Similarly, people with gentle hearts are readily receptive towards the message of Allah Ta'ala. And people with soft hearts, they hear one point of deen and they take a lesson. And it has an effect on them and they change their lives also. And how many of us are such? We hear bayans and bayans, but it means nothing to us. It does not change us in any way. It doesn't bring us on any amal whatsoever. On the other hand, those who are hard-hearted are reluctant to listen to the voice of truth. Who are hard-hearted, they first of all don't even want to hear anywhere where there's a bayan. They don't want to be, they don't want to lend an ear to it. And if they do sit and listen, many sit already with their hearts closed. We are just sitting here, but we are not going to accept what is being said. Many sit there just to criticize. Many sit just to grade the bayan and to what kind of a bayan it is, etc. But those with the soft hearts, they take an effect from the bayan. A true believer has trust in Allah and does not worry about his sustenance. And there are many such people today also who have got no real worry about their rosy. They don't have anything and they just get up in the morning and do whatever they have to do, and Allah Ta'ala sees to their rosy. Just like the birds, they will just go out, fly around, and Allah will arrange and provide their rosy for them. And Allah gives them their rosy. There are many such people, and very lucky are those people who don't worry about having a bank balance, about having investments, and looking after the investments or anything. And these people, great glad tidings have given to them through the home. Great glad tidings that when they die also, they don't leave anything behind also. There are those buzurgs also, that their personal clothing also, towards the end, they give it away to their khadims, etc. And they say, now we will just borrow it from you. Whenever we want to wear, we will just borrow it. Even their finances, they do like that. Many people, a person not so long ago in lands who had passed away, also towards the end, handed over everything. His clothes also he handed over to his children. And he told them, when I want, I will borrow it from you. And he passed away in this way, that nothing in his hisab kitab. Qiyamah's day also, he gets up with no hisab kitab. So fortunate are those people whose hearts are like that, who have this full trust in Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. That person is like a bird which relies on Allah Ta'ala for its daily sustenance. As explained in another hadith, تَخْذُوا خِمَاسَ وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَ. They get up in the morning hungry and they sleep at night with a full stomach. And the other great thing of this, Allah gives them fresh rosy every day. We, with all our deep freezers and all our fridges, we are eating food that is frozen, food that is stale. 6 months old food we are eating. And how long it was by the manufacturers, we don't know. Whereas these birds eat fresh food every day. In the same way, a person who will trust in Allah, Allah will also give him fresh food every day. He won't have to have all his old stale food, etc. And with our bank balances, etc., that money is contaminated with interest. Even if we don't take interest, we don't give interest, but the very foundation of banks is on interest, and that money is definitely contaminated with that interest. Whereas a person who trusts in Allah like this, he gets his pure sustenance from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It sets out in the the bird sets out in the morning with an empty belly and returns in the evening with a full belly, with a full stomach, which is a hadith of Tirmizi Sharif. So here is encouragement that we have full yaqeen that Allah is the giver of rozi. It has been narrated that in many ayat, perhaps 100 or even more, Allah has promised that Allah will give rozi. And in one ayat, Allah quotes shaitan that he puts fear on in us that where will we get our rozi from. And unfortunately, we have fallen for this one of shaitan that he puts this fear. And Allah's promises, which are so many, that we don't have trust on. That Allah will give us our rozi, we don't have to worry. Allah says clearly, لَا نَسْأَلُكُمْ رِزْقًا. We are not asking you for rozi. Of course, Allah doesn't want rozi, that is out of the question. We don't even ask you to feed yourself. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ. We have taken the responsibility and we will give you your rozi. So Allah give us that yaqeen, that is very important, and without any doubt in it, and full tawakkul, full trust in Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these qualities and let us live that life and get the full benefits of it in this dunya also, akhirat as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.